This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I don't know how much you're aware of this, but the left has a very serious problem with hate. The left likes to condemn others of spewing hate in order to censor them or demean them, just silence them, basically. This is what the user terms of agreement now say for internet gatekeepers like Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. They say, well, we can shut down your account if you're caught pushing hate. Now, at first, it might sound like a reasonable idea. We don't want everybody to be hating on everybody else all across the internet. Like that's never happened before. But what is the definition of hate that these internet gatekeepers are using? That's the crux of this question. What is the definition of hate to the left? Because these are all left-wing corporations. Well, their definition of hate, it turns out, is anytime you disagree with a leftist. So if you have non-race-based criticism of, let's say, President Obama, who's partially African-American, then you can be accused of hate against black people, even though the color of his skin was not even any part of your argument or criticism or reasoned debate. And this is the way the left wants it, that you can't argue with a gay person or a lesbian or a transgender or a female or a black person, because then it's hate and then they can shut you down. That's their definition of hate, is anytime you disagree with them. But now the left has its own hate problem. The left is full of hate. The left pushes hatred toward their specific targets all the time. They hate white people. They literally say things like white people, the most dangerous people of all. They hate men. They now have what's called toxic masculinity. So if you act like a real man, all of a sudden, you're a criminal. There's something wrong with you. You're part of the problem, they say. They hate Christians. They attack Christians like crazy. They attack churches. They attack people who go to church. They also hate soldiers and veterans and police officers like crazy. And of course, they hate President Trump, and they hate anybody who supports President Trump. Now, this hatred is promoted by the left through a multitude of channels. They promote this hatred through college. Professors teach this hatred. Some colleges are actually terrorist recruiting grounds these days. They promote hatred through the left-wing media. They're always pushing hatred and anti-male content, anti-white propaganda. And they're pushing hatred through Hollywood, through movies, TV shows, late night comedians are always pushing hate. But you see, they don't call it hate. They don't call it hate at all. They say they're opposing hate. And so when it's their hate, it doesn't count as hate. But when it's your hate, they say you should be censored, oppressed, and silenced. And this is the crux of it. This is the real key. The left does not see its own hatred as being hate. They see it as love. Yes, they see it as love because in their minds, if you oppose Trump, then you are going to be loved by the other haters on the left. And thus, the more you hate, the more you are loved. So to the left, as it operates today, hatred equals love. Does it sound Orwellian? You know, war is peace, ignorance is strength. You know, these kinds of slogans. In the left today, hatred is love. So if you were to really have a rule that hate speech would be banned, then wouldn't you have to ban the hate speech of the left? If they're hating Donald Trump and calling for him to be killed as they usually do, if they hate conservative speakers like Ann Coulter or Ben Shapiro or Milo Yiannopoulos, isn't that hatred as well? UC Berkeley students called for those conservative speakers to be murdered in order to stop their words, because they said the words are violent and thus we have to use violence, they say, to murder Milo Yiannopoulos in the name of love, because that the left thinks that they're all about love and unity and compassion and so on. And by the way, in the universe of the left, a tolerance really means loving only those who agree with you. And in the universe of the left, white people are incapable of participating in society in any meaningful way. White people are incapable of diversity. And this became apparent when Apple's executive, I forgot her name, something Smith, an African-American woman, she was, quote, caught saying that in a group of men, of white men, that there could still be diversity because those white men come from different backgrounds and have had different life experiences and have different ideas. She was attacked relentlessly by the left for daring to say that white men could participate in diversity. Because the left, you see, believes that diversity is only skin deep. The left judges you by the color of your skin, which is, of course, the antithesis of what Martin Luther King Jr. taught us, that you should judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. But today, the left blatantly judges people solely by the color of their skin. The left is shallow. The left is stupid. The left is skin deep. The left is racist. The left violates the tenets of Martin Luther King Jr. Because anyone who judges anyone else by the color of their skin is, by definition, a racist. And it has to be a universal condemnation, regardless of the color of the skin of the person that is being targeted with such hatred. So the left is full of hatred. The left judges people by the color of their skin. And this executive with Apple, she was forced to resign after daring to say that white people could be part of diversity. Now, not long after that, another Apple executive said that diversity is what they credit with their success as a company. I think they said innovation in there somewhere too, like diversity means innovation. Well, not really. And what they're actually saying, and see, this gets back to the false narratives of the left. They're saying that you should hire people based on making sure some of them are gay, some of them are transgenders, some of them have dark skin color, some of them are Muslims, rather than the quality of their ideas. So Apple is going out of its way to hire people who are not the best qualified, which is why Apple is really declining. Its products are just Me Too products at this point. Nothing special is coming out of Apple anymore. It's just a ho-hum company at this point. Where's the innovation? Well, they replaced it with diversity. So instead of hiring the most qualified people, regardless of their skin color, they now hire the people who have the most skin-deep color diversity, or, you know, being gay or transgender or so on. So Apple has turned, they've transformed from a corporation that once prioritized innovation to a corporation that now wants to have the best, the most diverse-looking corporate photo, which is skin-deep. And that is going to spell the collapse of Apple at some point, because the innovation cannot be maximized in an environment where you're prioritizing social justice over the qualifications of individuals who are contributing to your company. What this really comes down to is that the left does not believe white people have any social standing whatsoever anymore, which is, of course, a racist belief, but it has become the pillar of leftism, which is, of course, mental derangement, mental illness, insanity, and cultism. The left has become a dangerous cult, an obedience cult, where you must be obedient to the left's demands. You must conform. Otherwise, you are called a racist, even if you're not. You are called a hater by those who hate you because you don't conform to their system of hatred. I mean, the irony of all this is just, it's just beyond belief. But this is what it's come to in America. It's unreal. So what can you do about it? Well, number one, take a stand against all of this. Speak out against racism of the left, speak out against the left's intolerance, speak out against the universities teaching our young children to hate white people or to hate Christians or to hate Trump supporters, for example, to hate conservatives, which is what they do. Speak out against all of this. Stop watching Hollywood movies that are created by hate-filled leftists. And spend your money wisely. Choose to spend your money with organizations that are truly tolerant, that truly understand and honor diversity, which means that you should judge people on their character and their ideas, not anything else, not the color of their skin, not their religion, not their the country of origin, sexual orientation, none of that. Real diversity means judging people or accepting people on the quality of their ideas and character and ethics. And that's what I practice, and that's what we all should practice, and that's what the left despises, because the left does not have any ethics. The left does not have any underlying philosophy. The left believes in lying to get their way. The left believes that the ends justify the means. The left is a cult without a philosophy. There is nothing in the universe of liberalism that has actual merit. Everything is a show. Everything is fakery. Everything is a false flag operation, such as the faked hate crimes that are routinely promoted by the left, even though they know they're fake. If they have to join a rally and put on a white pointy hat and carry a Nazi sign around in order to create the fake impression that there are lots and lots of white supremacists at the rally, believe me, leftists are happy to do that. And they do it repeatedly, like they did in Charlottesville, for example. So we have to reject all of this. If we really want to live in a world, in a society that is truly tolerant, that is truly rooted in truth and honoring people's ideas, we have to get past the racism and the intolerance and the bullying of the left. And the only way to do that is to take a stand against it. So that's what I invite you to do. Join me in this effort. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, one of the leading independent voices of our time in our culture across our country. And of course, I will be labeled a hater for daring to point out that the actual hate is being pushed by the left. So read my website if you'd like to be awake, informed, aware, and if you'd like to know the truth about this topic and many more. Thank you for listening. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.